John Spires, hello. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're part of the hugely successful duo Spires and Bowden, with John Bowden, your partner, and both founding members of the hugely successful folk band Bellahead. You had a very successful solo career, and then 2014, you hung your hats up. You decided to walk away. Why was that?
Well, as the duo, the main reason was just because Bellahead was such a big thing. It was drawing not only our time but all of our creative energy as well. So we were obviously putting more into the big thing that we were doing, which meant that there was less time to spend on the material for the duo. So we were still going out on the road, but we hadn't really created any new music since before 2010 as the two of us, and everything was being funneled into Bellahead. And I think it was about the same time that we got the major record label deal with Bellahead, which, you know, it was demanded that we put all of our time into that. So it was a logistical reason more than anything. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't that we didn't like playing together as a two piece. It was that so much was happening. And so we decided it was going to be a hiatus rather than a splitting up. And we came back together, and it was always the plan that we'd come back together in 2021. And it was just lucky that the COVID thing didn't hit our album launch as much as it would have done if it was a year before that.
You started as a folk duo originally. Is that how it began? So when did that happen?
We first met in 1999 in a pub in Oxford. I was playing in a local session, and John just turned up out of the blue, didn't live in the area, and was just passing through. And his style was incredible. A lot of people said that I should get his number and do something with him. So I did. And eventually we hooked up and played through some tunes together, and found that we had enough for a set to do at a folk club. And we started touting ourselves around local folk clubs about 8 months after that.
So how did Bellahead come about then?
It was conceived by the two of us in a traffic jam, going to a gig. Basically, we'd been asked by a local folk programmer who was putting on the first Oxford Folk Festival whether we could come up with an idea for something to headline his festival. And we said, well, we'd like to do it. And he was going, yeah, but there's only two of you. It's not really a headline band. And so he said, oh, we can make a band. And so we went away and thought of how we'd like the band to be, the people that we knew that we'd like to be in the band. And it was just one of those blue sky thinking conversations in a car while you're a bit bored driving to a gig. And we started calling people the next day and said, can you do it? It's just this one gig, but presumably if we get something together that's good, it can go beyond that. And that was the beginning of Bellahead. It wasn't called that at the time. We hadn't got a name for it.
And where did Bellahead come from?
We spent much longer than the idea for the band was spent thinking about the name of the band, as is often the case. It was performing music from an album we released as a duo called Bello at the time, which we liked the name of because it reflected both our slightly rowdy attitude to the folk music and you know, the bellows of the squeeze box that I play. And we just stuck head on the end of it, like, because lots of bands have head on the name of them. It wasn't particularly inspired.
And it really was a very successful band, and it did rather consume you then, I suppose, from that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible when you're getting playlisted on Radio 2 and being touted by people like Chris Evans, you tend to think, well, I'll put my energy here for the time being. And it was also, it's great fun. The tours were massively attended, playing really big venues. And it's just great fun to be part of. So we channeled our energies there.
So you've taken the break, and now you're back as a duo with a new album, a month of tour dates. You're going to festivals as well this summer?
Yeah, we're doing quite a lot of folk festivals over the summer.
So you've got a busy time ahead. So, I mean, you said earlier that you decided you always had the idea to get back together and reform in 2022.
That's right. Yeah, we never said that we were going to stop doing it forever, but it wasn't the plan. We didn't know how long the break was going to be until our diaries kind of cleared themselves back up again. But we, even after Bellowhead finished doing regular stuff and we were busy with other projects, it came to the point where it was looking like we could do it again and give and do it justice. You know, that's the thing. You have to put time into building the new material, and we did that. Fortunately, we were just about able to meet up to do that. That was the trickiest part, was actually recording the album and getting time to rehearse together in the build up to it, because that still was under sort of various stages of lockdown. But bizarrely, now since everything's gone back to normal, there's a huge backlog of gigs from all the projects involved with being rescheduled. So it's absolutely manic. I've been on the road almost permanently since February, with various acts, and I'm not complaining because it's great to be working. I've been home for a record-breaking 8 days now, so I've just turn around and go out again. So my suitcase is already packed from before.
the album's called Fallow Ground. Why have you called it that?
The main reason is there's a track on the album which is called Fallow Ground. It's a traditional song, but it also felt like it was quite pertinent for the fact that we hadn't made any new album of new music since 2008, I think. But yeah, it just fitted.
So I suppose creatively, to have that space of not having to travel and being on the road, that must have been quite helpful. You could actually focus on writing some new music.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that the starting point for us is always, because we play mainly traditional music, is finding the material that inspires us to do something with it. So obviously there are various collections of folk music archived. That's always the starting point. And it's not as easy as you think, because there's so much stuff that doesn't inspire you in the folk canon that you have to play it and really get to know every piece to know whether you're going to like it or not. But we'd sort of charged our batteries back up in that respect, because it's something we're always doing. The hardest bit was getting together where the magic actually happens, because we don't sit down and say, oh, you're going to play that and you're going to play that. We play together and see what happens and refine ideas that we have there in the moment. There was a bit of a period where we wanted to do that and couldn't. But luckily, because we started our careers off together and learnt to play music in the way that we do together, it was a bit like riding a bike. And as soon as we got sat down having ideas, it was just like it always is, sort of like a tennis match of ideas.
And do you find that happens when you're on tour? Coming to Tunbridge Wells on the 18th,
Yeah.
what audiences see tonight, will it be different when you come to us?
There's definitely room for sort of flourishes and moments of inspiration within arrangements that we've made, but it'll sound pretty much like the album. But it won't. No live music sounds the same every time it's performed. That's the beauty of live music. Anything can happen. I always think some of the best things about live music happen because of things that go wrong. You know, we've occasionally done festivals where the power's gone off, and we don't want the show to stop. So we find a way of doing it acoustically, and if that means actually doing a procession round the audience, we've done that in the past. And there are little bits where, you know, there's an improvisation section and you can play it slightly differently, but in general we're aiming to play the arrangements as we've arranged them.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. Good luck with the tour. Good luck with the album. Good luck with the festivals. Yeah. Yeah. Keep taking the
Yeah, Barocca gets a big shout out.
It's brilliant speaking to you today. John Spies from Spies and Bowden. We'll see you at Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, on the 18th of June.
Yeah, we'll see everyone there.
Bye bye.
Cheers.